Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is Sunday, and we have Joy Moss Meditation, Kabbalah, Key to Your Inner Power. This book was written by Elizabeth Clare Prophet that I'm citing today. And a little bit about her, she is a spiritual leader, and she has passed away like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. She has this pleasant demeanor, and she likes to talk about the combination of the Eastern spiritual practices involved with, you know, our current day biblical references. She goes into the Kabbalah. She's like a mystic. She goes into everything. And I like her work because it really is a synergistic work of many religions. And she wrote her version of the Kabbalah and, like, her understanding it. And here she talks about what is divine justice, right? From the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life, the Sephira, what we have here is divine judgment is under the house of the Jivarah. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But the Jivarah within the Kabbalah Tree of Justice and Judgment. And I read a little bit of a question about this. I'll just summarize it. But basically, our justice on earth is not divine. We have like a separation of justice here where we have like the justice and judgment without mercy. And then we'll have like mercy separate. Their idea of divine judgment is basically a combination of mercy and of judgment. So what oftentimes you should find, like, people kind of are uncaring when they give out judgments or when they're hurt and they just want to get back at you. It's like this all the time when you talk about dealing with people on a personal level. It doesn't have to be anything big, like a court case or anything like that. So it just makes you wonder, can we make it as a species, people? I mean, it talks about this here, that the reason why we don't have mercy coupled with justice is because it's called like a counterfeit den. Counterfeit in the sense of we have like an alternate version here on the planet. It's considered like what would our evil be. It's like stern judgment, basically, of one's life without any compassion or mercy for yourself, right? Are you that person that kind of just brings yourself down all the time? Well, you know, I could be this if I did this kind of person. You know, that's just to give you an idea of what type of justice that we use. In order to embody divine judgment, we really have to come to a place of understanding and mercy. We have to have a merging of the masculine and feminine. Because, you know, you would think that mercy is more of like a feminine, but according to this in the Kabbalah, what it said that the mercy is actually a masculine trait, like the love and mercy is masculine, where the Jivarah, the counterfeit, when they're talking about the counterfeit then, without the mercy, it's strictly feminine. Like the judgment, the harsh judgment is strictly feminine. So I thought that was kind of interesting because it's not what's greeted in our culture. You would think that women are the ones who have the mercy and love. Now, I meditated on this. Now, it's true. You have a lot of good women. There's beautiful women on the planet. They're about mercy and love. They're about understanding. But maybe this is true, isn't it? Because I'm holding the Brazilian crystal, and I have this Brazilian crystal. It's given to me by a 7th generation psychic, and she has a lot of energy, and I'm, like, really blessed to have this crystal in my life. This is what I do my spiritual blessings and prayers with. And I'm, like, thinking about the issue more. The idea of justice without heart can be a feminine, a harsher feminine principle. Have you seen women who, you know, are getting over a mate or getting over, like, a crisis and they just don't want to love anymore? They're just tired and they're just like, enough is enough. You know, I need justice. You know, they get to a point where by any means necessary, the person must fall, you know? That's the way I can understand this idea of this harsh judgment without heart, you know, like this cold judgment, this bitterness to it. Makes me wonder. If we could take the Jivarah in and try to make it more divine, instead of being a counterfeit of it, because counterfeit just means it's not true justice. They're saying without the mercy principle, you're not really approaching justice from a balanced standpoint. I chose to talk about this today for Sunday's meditation because oftentimes I think we don't give ourselves a lot of credit don't give ourselves compassion and mercy of just understanding ourselves and where we're at in our development, forgiving ourselves to move on from certain issues, you know, in our lives, certain people in our lives, and just kind of starting anew again. I think that's probably the most toughest type of forgiveness is one of the self. I mean, it's so easy, I feel like, for our species to forgive one another, but I think it could be more of a complex issue when it comes to the self. And they say we are our harshest critics, right? We're our own worst enemy. And I did an astrology reading in terms of this idea of justice. So it was interesting. Now, I've gotten, like, the 10th house, and I've gotten the Leo for leadership. So between these two cards, for the sign in the house, the leadership and the 10th house of career, of responsibility, of status, it basically was telling me that if we want, as a society, as a group of people, if we wanted to have more of this idea of divine justice, it would call for us in society as a people. We will have to actually become more responsible. We will actually have to want the divine justice. We will actually have to have it as a value system. As a people, we will have to believe in it, and we will have to enforce it in the sense of making people accountable for their actions and making yourself accountable for your actions and seeing it as a good thing instead of like a bad thing. Oftentimes in our culture, we don't like to point fingers. We don't like to point fingers to ourselves. You know, what did we lack? You know, what did we not do? What are we kind of being challenged about? People don't want to rock the boat a lot of times. So if you're not even keeping it real with yourself, and nobody else wants to keep it real with you, it's like, how else would you know? Like, where is going to be the wake-up call for you to take responsibility in your life to be the person that you need to be? You know, we're still, I believe, in the time of Leo. Yes, we're still in Leo. Yeah, Leo is about leadership, creativeness, do what you want to, having that confidence to just be the person you want to be in your life. And we are actually in that sign now in the summer. So when you think of that, in order to be the person you want to be, now you may not have, like, the kind of job that you like. You may not have, you know, things, you know, like the people that you might like to have around you. You may not just be having, like, personal items, or you might just feel like, okay, I don't have what I want right now. But I feel like more Leo is about personality. You may not have the things that you so desire in a material plane, but as a Leo, the truest Leo in a sense to me, Joy Montclair, is like personality. It's like having a larger-than-life personality. You're coming to terms with yourself. You know that you have brought yourself to this point in time. You have survived. We've all survived from our childhood, from our parents. We're still here, right? We're still alive and kicking. Time to appreciate yourself. Time to, you know, fully know what you want in life. Be confident. Seize it. Seize the day, right? Say the things you want to say to people in the most, you know, the most warmest sense, right, the most heartfelt sense, and just be okay with that. Like, you know, you have your own personal dignity and nobility without all of that material jazz. And I've seen people do this. This is remarkable. Just the way they will walk and stuff like that. You can always tell someone who has that type of confidence and self-love in themselves. That is something to work on. I mean, a lot of people are working on this. Even I work on this. And one thing I've found in working on it, on increasing your Leo confidence, you may think that people are confident. They're probably at a level of like 5% confident. But because they work with themselves on a daily basis, affirmations, doing things that are beneficial to their health, it could be some things that are really small, right? It's a process of building your confidence. Okay, and that translates to other people as confidence. But you yourself might not be 100% confident. Okay, I haven't really met like a human being who's like 100% confident. I have not met that person yet. Have not seen that yet. I think we're all just trying to develop our levels and just try to keep it high. You know, some people are just like between maybe 75 80%, 85%. I mean, not everyone's like 100% confident. Even the best ones who seem to be confident are not 100%. I'm saying this to remind everyone, it's like a process of work. And, you know, you work with yourself on a daily basis. When you become a level of adult where you realize, okay, I have to pick myself up, right? You have to work with what you're given, and you have to make it work for yourself. You have to be, you know, you have to be all that you desire. You know what I mean? You have to be that, like, embody that real personality within yourself. You might be a different side in the zodiac. It doesn't matter. It's really just a symbol of, like, how you feel about yourself and just, you know, allowing yourself, giving yourself some credit. You know, don't apply the counterfeit den of justice, whereas in the Kabbalah, you're just kind of not being kind to yourself. Everyone deserves a type of mercy when it comes to faults. And if you're not giving yourself mercy and compassion when it comes to your own fault, then you're actually applying this counterfeit den principle that the Kabbalah is talking about. They actually say it's like a negative opposite of what divine justice is all about. So it kind of like forces you to actually be kind to yourself and making, you know, like, you know, evaluations, your judgments about what you've done in your life. It's a call for all of us to do that, right? For ourselves and for other people. So if we were to embody like the true divine idea of justice, just according to the Kabbalah, according to, you know, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, the author, she wrote this understanding of the Kabbalah, is a very wonderful interpretation. If we're just to apply this in our lives, then, you know, think of how much more love we would all have for ourselves and for each other. Think of how much more compassion and how good we will all feel. It's really a process of our belief systems, our values. Like, what do you value in the sense of true justice? You know what I mean? Is true justice for you really harsh judgment? Is it really just about I'm right and you're wrong, and so therefore if you're going to get the hammer, is it like the eye for an eye? I mean, like, what is that, what, or is justice more of, you know, softer for you? You know, like, all is forgiven if we're all to just move past everything, love is love, or is it like a combination of the two? Because if it's a combination of the two, then it's divine. Because they actually say here the love and mercy principle, that's actually masculine. It's really, you know, I'm trying to get into that. Because you would think that's more feminine. They're saying it's a masculine principle, love and mercy. That's all of chesed, and that's separate from justice and judgment, which is jevara, and that's supposed to be feminine. Like, the feminine principle is supposed to administer justice and judgment. Without the male love, she is harsh and cold. That makes sense, right? Without her, though, the man, just the love and mercy, he's not going to give the masculine principle that he's not going to give, like, pure justice, because he's going to give a lot of leeway. He's going to, you know, you see that in parenting. A lot of times, like, the dad should let the kids kind of get away with murder. You know what I mean? And then sometimes the women, they're just too close to the issue, and, it, you know, they can be more harsher disciplinary. So what they're saying is if you put the two together, you got, you know, the female justice and judgment, the jevara, with the male Hesiod and love mercy principle, then you get that middle ground of the understanding. You get that wisdom. You get what they call the divine justice, right? And that can be experiencing. We can all experience this on our plane. It takes work. It takes responsibility. It's telling you now in the karma, it's going to just take us to just know what it takes and just kind of do the work. And honestly, a lot of people are just not well equipped to handle things. You know, we are supposed to be prepared from birth to how to deal with life, with, you know, in this reality, how to deal with practical matters, how to talk with people. If we're not given the proper demonstration of divine judgment, how will we ever know to treat ourselves kindly? How will we ever know to be able to pick ourselves up from a harsh thing maybe we have done or others have done to us? How can we ever move on as a person and as a people, as a great, you know, like a greater family? How can we move on? And let's see, with my Brazilian crystal, let's see, the best way to achieve the divine justice, to be, honestly, it's really, they're talking about, now she says here, this is really what true righteousness is all about. She's calling it the holy Christ self. I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about this, and it was kind of like an astrology-based channel, but I try to talk about various different spiritual topics, and she's saying that this is like our higher self. When we approach the balance between light and dark, that's kind of what we're talking about here. If you want to say light, it's like love and mercy, and then the dark could be the justice and judgment without the love and mercy, kind of like more of the harsh, you know, judgment. If we just put those together, we are counseling from our higher nature in the chakra. We are counseling from our holy Christ self, like the higher part of our spirit that we all have that we just don't access. We're not taught to use this, you know, just because of our culture. And, you know, it's just about understanding. Once you understand this and you really want to try to have a better life for yourself and others, it's about making that commitment and that change, you know, of your lifestyle. You know, having a responsibility, saying, you know, this is not working. I can change my destiny. We can manifest our destiny. We can change it because we can experience both on the planet. So something to think about. That's the meditation for today. Just think about your idea of divine justice and how it takes two. It takes masculine and feminine. It takes both of those energies. And, you know, we do have both energies within us. So it's not about, like, gender specific. Like, you don't have to have, like, a man and a woman being, like, on the council, like, for instance, like, as a judge. That would make sense. I wonder why our society only has one judge. But if you thought about it, if it's coming, like, on, like, a principle of mediation, why don't they have, like, a female judge and a male judge together, kind of, like, presiding? Just an idea. Maybe we can work something out. It's a different concept, I know. Like, our whole society would have to change maybe based on that, but it makes you wonder why there's only one person. It makes it feel like you should have a dual partnership. I mean, they did that in Rome. Like, when Rome was starting out, they had the two emperor system, and, like, the kingdom was being ruled by two emperors at first, and then they sized it down to one emperor, and then later it became like a triad. Then they started having triads where three people would rule the kingdom. So this is not a foreign concept to us in terms of dealing with people in their, you know, and trying to administer justice. It's not a foreign concept to have more than one person, because sometimes you need like another perspective, another view at things. Not everybody is going to, you know, see things the same way. So when you feel like you're just holding a grudge to things that maybe you've done, maybe you should get a second opinion, because I feel like most of the time we're just really harsh on ourselves. We're really harsh on everything that we have done or said to people, and sometimes you just kind of have to just, you know, stop it, right? It's just it's too harsh for even you. Like, you start to realize maybe I'm too into myself. I'm too into my inner vortex. I need to get out and get an outside perspective to see. That's why we're all here. We're here to help one another become the best versions of each other. We're all each other's mirrors. So if you take it to that understanding, it's all good. But this is a really good book. I would recommend it. The Kabbalah, Key to Your Inner Power, Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Let's see, if there's any help with administering divine justice. Well, this is interesting. Yeah, the help. Okay, I got a lot of good things. Now, on astrology, my astrology deck, reason why I use it, it always tells me why something is occurring, okay? It gives me understanding on a situation that I pretty much am aware of. So astrology is really good on understanding why something happened. So in terms of getting help for having divine justice for our personal lives, for our own personal healing, and for other people that we may need to forgive in our, you know, social circles, friends, family. The best help, you know, and it's funny, I got the card of Libra for relationships and, you know, even balance. The best thing, it seems, for us to be motivated to work together harmoniously is the idea of self-preservation. It's interesting. In order to self-preserve the self, we have to work together. We live in a society, and it's kind of understanding. I help you, you help me. I have a seven house for diplomatic relationships, getting fair deals. I have Taurus for resources to maintain the practicality of really of working together. We get a lot of things done really quickly, really fast. We live in a society. You know, at some point, you have to have some trust. I got the fifth house for trust. Now, this is why I think we mess up with each other. When you no longer trust people, this is why we can't make really fair deals like that because, you know, people may be paranoid and stuff. Like, I don't trust people. Someone may hurt me. The fifth house for trust is essential. With the trust of a child, okay, the fifth house is for pure trust. It's for fun, romance. It's a revelation to know that people are not out to get us all the time. We're not hurting each other all the time. And a lot of times, people don't really intentionally try to hurt each other. It just happens. So with that, with trying to trust people again to get fair deals, to get fair relationships, and get work done, it's really inconducive to our survival, self-preservation. So this is like the quickest motivation, really, that should help everyone work together in a more fair, harmonious fashion. To really be about that divine justice principle that I was mentioning before. So I can't say this without mentioning what I'm picking up here. I'm picking up really, it's a lot, we're kind of running out of time, but I just wanted to square away. I can't really say this in terms of divine justice. Reason why this is coming up, this whole Libra, the seventh house, the fifth house, the Taurus, a lot of times with justice, we're talking about money issues. How many times have people cheated us out of money? Too many, right? And I think that just the idea of money being a symbol for survival and then getting cheated out of it, a lot of the justice comes up, like the harsh judgment, the unfairness of it. How can we administer divine justice when we feel like we've been ripped off? That's basically what it comes down to for us. Because like money is associated with survival. So anytime you feel like someone is being unfair that can hinder your survival in terms of either money, food, shelter, that's where a lot of our mistrust and our harsh judgments in reality come from. So it really does imply that we need to get back to our holy Christ self, our Holy Spirit, to help us get through the situation. Within ourselves is the key to heal our emotional from, you know, what could have happened to us, spiritual, and then get us back to solving our own problems, getting our own resources back, finding more trustworthy sources of people and that sort of thing. But it just would be in all of our benefits to administer the divine justice principle of the Kabbalah. I mean, it is accessible here. We just need to start practicing it. So I wanted to talk to you more about this crystal for those who may still be listening. And those who listen to the archive, this Brazilian crystal was given to me by a dear friend. She's a seventh generation etheric psychic. She's like a healer. She's very good with energy. You can feel her energy. And this crystal is from Brazil, she tells me. She gives me the crystal, and like I'm only to use it during like complete meditation. I can't even have it around other crystals without the energy. It's just like contained. And it's gorgeous. I have some pictures of the amethyst in the slideshow. And the reason why you would use crystals, a lot of the time they do help the meditation. They aid in meditation. They supply ample energy to help you figure things out. Amethyst is really supposed to calm the spiritual. You know, it's like for your crown chakra, for your third eye, your sixth and seventh chakras. It's really supposed to give you that spiritual understanding and wisdom. So it's no accident that I'm talking about Kabbalah, divine justice. The amethyst is supposed to help with spiritual healing and understanding. And the Kabbalah book, if you look it up in Amazon, it's actually a purple book. So it's like purple today. Even on the day like Sunday, we're talking about spiritual confidence, being able to brave the weather again with people, with life, being able to trust again. So, yeah, there's a reason why I brought up the idea of divine justice and to know what's really going on spiritually on our planet. You kind of have to know all this just to kind of get through, you know, maybe a spiritual crisis you may be having. So I'm doing this for people that I know, for, you know, things that I've already went through. So maybe this information will be of help, you know, to someone, to some of my listeners. And then we're all trying to, you know, brave it in society. But just know that, you know, we have the ability to be positive and do the right thing out of love, harmony, and just true fairness, this true sense of fairness, of equality. We can do that. It's just a matter of choice. But these negative energies are also on the planet. So it's just a matter of what you choose to do for yourself. So it's just a matter of choice. What do you believe is the best thing? And if you were to really meditate with some amethyst and really think about it for like 20 minutes in your day, you realize like there's so many things in life could just be just easier, right? Just easier to do if you just, you know, just did them in that order. Or if you just, you know, you just started doing something new if you're not in the habit of just going with more of an optimistic mindset. So something to think about, and this was like real, this was really a lot of information that came out. I want to say for the week, the astrology week, I'll do a quick astrology read. What is it looking like for everyone for Monday, North America? Okay, for Monday, you know how it is. Monday, I got Saturn. Most people are going to be working, and Uranus in the ninth house. So I feel like Mondays, we have to make it worthwhile. We have to make it more kind of like, you know, more of an invention of having a good time on Monday. Maybe Monday's spiritual. That's how I get through Mondays. A lot of people don't like Mondays because they associate it with the beginning of the work week. But for me personally, I associate it with my spiritual because Monday is a day of, you know, we name it after the moon. So it's like a lot of energy. We're coming off the full moon energy. Today's full moon, so we're coming off that energy still. Look to Mondays as spiritual. It's your time to get into writing, anything you want to do, extra activities, cleaning the house. There should be a lot of energy to do that on Monday. So think of it, Monday as an opportunity to, you know, share ideas, just kind of branching out, maybe traveling. Mondays are actually really good to do things in the sense of spiritual endeavors, just getting yourself together, just getting long-awaited projects done, and traveling. So if you look at Monday in a more positive light, yeah, even at work, like Saturn is very realistic. You know, you might have like some angry bosses around, but if you apply Monday, the lunar energy to spiritual, you get a lot of stuff done at work. You become kind of like the super Monday star, right, at the work office. So it's all about how you think of Mondays. But that was a read real quick from the astrology deck, and I hope you guys just adopt just for the day, maybe a different mindset about Monday, and just see where that takes you. And Mondays was really supposed to energize us, so let's look at it in the positive this time, and let's see what we do with Monday. I'm definitely going to be looking forward to it tomorrow and just see how it's going to start off the week for us. But this is Joy Ma. I hope this is a lot of information coming out. You might have to, you know, meditate on your own. Hopefully, have your crystals with you, and just kind of just really relax and just think about the whole meditation at hand. And Sundays is really about confidence, and I try to do more things based on the idea of confidence for Sunday, Day of the Sun. So have a joyous day, everyone. Astrology, Earth, and Tarot. Many blessings, peace, and love.
Dark.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that Sunday meditation, Kabbalah wisdom on divine justice in our lives, for ourselves. Let's be kind to ourselves. Moving on to Monday for the lunar energy of the season. Definitely get on the grind of whatever you have backed up. You'll be able to do it tomorrow. So join my astrology herbs and tarot. Stay tuned for the next upcoming episodes Thursday and Sunday. Have a great one, everyone.